Mr. Baker, Andrew, how are you?
Hello, Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us. We have got over our technical difficulties. How are you?
All good this side.
That's wonderful. I'm sure that you and the rest of the staff must be over the moon. I've been looking at these results. They're quite incredible.
They are.
57 candidates wrote, you got 100% pass rate. Of the everyone who passed, over 98% are able to go to university if they want. And I believe the other 2% can also study further tertiary education. They got a diploma pass. So everyone's
yes,
got...
So one student got the diploma pass, and he's been granted a sup in two of his subjects that he got 48% for. If he gets 50 for either of those in the sup, he's up to a full bachelor's degree pass.
That's incredible. Wow. 100% pass rate and a pending, let's all dive in hard on that, 100% university entrance rate. That's incredible. Also, 207 subject distinctions out of 432. So that's basically, for every two subjects taken, one distinction, which is quite incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to be speaking to a couple of your students, two twin brothers, and apparently they're with three sets of twins sitting for matric this year at King David. Is that another record?
Yeah, we've got three twin groups in this matric group, and being a small matric group, the percentage is high because 57 is not a big group. From next year, we're up to 80 in matric, and so 75 to 80 is the new norm for our grade sizes. So I think three sets in a relatively small group is a high percentage.
That really is. It's also good to hear that you mentioned, I wasn't sure if the size of this group, I mean, the achievement is incredible, but is that typical? It's if you're growing to 80 a year, that's great news.
Yeah, so this group's been coming through really strong. It's my third year as headmaster of the high school, and certainly from grade 10 when I met this group, they've been consistently strong all the way through. So they've been a unique group from that point of view, that they've held their own now for 3 years consistently through high school. But as I said, they're quite a small group, and this group tends to be dominated by very strong boy performance this year. Now, in a co-ed school, that's an interesting factor because some years your girls are right at the top as your very strong performers. This year it's the boys. The five top performances are all boys in this group. And in 2015 it was like that last. So it's the boys' turn this year again to be the top performers.
That is something I wanted to ask you, Andrew, because it can be a good or bad thing. You read some studies that say boys tend to do better in co-ed and girls better in single-sex schools. But if you say that it's sort of passing the baton year to year, that's really good to hear. I see that at Victory Park this year, the boys did very well. But overall, and we're looking at the overall achievements, what the IEB calls commendable achievements and outstanding achievements. These are not just matriculants that got so many distinctions. They're the one that got within the top 5% in over five subjects for commendable achievements, and over 5% in the top 5% in six or more subjects. So you're really talking about the best of the best of the best. And there's two boys from King David Victory Park that have achieved commendable achievements.
That's it. So two of our boys, have made that list. For getting five subjects in the top 5%. One of the twins you're going to be interviewing later is a boy who got in the top 1% of the IEB for three of his subjects, which was really a remarkable achievement as well.
That is incredible. And as we said earlier, that's not just South Africa. That's the entire Southern African region, pretty much.
That's all 12,000-plus candidates that wrote the IEB exam. Yeah.
Wow. So he's probably in the top 10 if there were – no, well, he's in the top 120 at the very least.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is an incredible achievement, yeah.
Andrew, thank you so much for speaking with us. There's so much more I'd love to unpack, but we're going to make time for two of your matriculants, as I said.
Yes.
And thank you so much for speaking to us. Mazel tov and behatzlacha for next year. We're looking forward to hearing the same kind of fantastic results when we speak again this time in 2020.
Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for the call and todarabah.